ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਗੌੜੀ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਸਾਈਟਿਡ ਐਜ਼ ਅੰਡਰ। ਗੁਰ ਕੈ ਚਰਨ ਉੱਪਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਥੇ, ਤਾਂ ਤੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਗਲੇ ਲਾਥੇ। ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਕੋ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀ, ਆਤਮ ਚੀਨ ਪਰਮ ਰੰਗ ਮਾਨੀ ਰਹਾਉ। ਚਰਨ ਰੇਨ ਗੁਰ ਕੀ ਮੁਖ ਲਾਗੀ, ਅਹੰਬਦ ਤਿੰਨ ਸਗਲ ਤਿਆਗੀ। ਗੁਰ ਕਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਲਗੋ ਮਨ ਮੀਠਾ, ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਤਾਤੇ ਮੋਹਿ ਡੀਠਾ। ਗੁਰ ਸੁਖਦਾਤਾ ਗੁਰ ਕਰਤਾਰ, ਜੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਗੁਰ ਆਧਾਰ। ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ੋਰਟ ਪੈਸੇਜ ਦ ਰੋਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ, that principle of knowledge, that immutable wisdom that is woven into the fabric of this universe and that is expressed, contextualized in various ways through the guru as a person, through a text, that is the key. Satguru apne ko kurbani, submitting to that satguru, submission, surrender. Surrendering of one's ego consciousness, of one's own mode of thinking. Doing that, the Guru says, Atamachin Paramarangamani. Atamachin, reflection on the self, self-knowledge, and then self-realization, leading to supreme bliss. So we see this theme continuing pretty much in the last few passages. The substitution of Shabad consciousness with ego consciousness. What might that mean? I just offer a thought here. Normally, in our day-to-day activity, in our day-to-day interactions, when we deal with a situation, our reactions, our choices, our responses are often already pre-built. In other words, our biases are already pre-built. As a matter of fact, psychologists will tell us that our responses to situations are already made for us before the intellect is even able to arrange them, which is what it does. And so it seems to us that we are making an unbiased decision. But in fact, we are not. We are being influenced by memories, biases, prejudices, addictions, what have you, depending on the situation. What guru wisdom or shabad wisdom, shabad consciousness means is that one approaches every situation afresh. Without bias, one learns how to do that. And so therefore, the decisions are never tied to the ego. The decisions are made in the best interest of that particular moment, without regard to one's own biases. This is one way that I have looked at it. So when I approach a situation, it is always with as fresh a mind as possible. And this requires a fair amount of awareness, realization, caution, patience. And you find various tools and ways and techniques to do that. But it's a constant thing. That really is the substitution that the Guru is also asking us to do. And so he says, Gur ke charan upar mere mathe, taate dukh mere sagale lathe. When the Guru enlightened his teachings were absorbed in the mind, then all my sorrow vanished. Charan reen gur ki mukh lagi, aham buddh tin sagale tyagi. Here's the key. They whose mind is touched by Guru wisdom renounce aham buddh, all self-pride. Aham buddh literally means the ego intellect, but it signifies the ego mind or ego consciousness. Haume. And Gurbani calls this the most destructive and chronic of diseases. Aham buddhbo saganamaya mahadhiragrog. All actions that stem from the ego consciousness are like castles in the sand. Aham buddh karam kamavane karabalu nirbhavane. They get washed away. So that's really the trade-off for us. Gurka sabda lago manamita para brahmata mohedita. Through the enlightening narrative of the good enlightener, my mind realizes a state of consciousness that Gurbani calls parabrahm, self-transcendence, as we talked about in the previous passage, the choice between self-destruction or self-transcendence. So here, Gurka sabda lago manamita parabrahmatate mohe dita. Gur sukhadata gur kartar ji pran nanak gur adar. Gur is the sukhadata. That spiritual wisdom is the giver of all comfort. Ji pran nanak gur adar. The good enlightener is the doer. The good enlightener is the breath of my life and support. This is the realization that goes along with this transformation. And that is what becomes the source of eternal bliss. On that note, until the next time, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.